You're listening to the 5-Minute Friday podcast episode of The Aligned Self. This is your host, Daniel Danovi. Okay, 5-Minute Friday, a short and concise podcast episode of The Aligned Self, designed to leave you with a question, an idea, a strategy, a tip, a hack, in order to give you greater access to your conscious awareness, evolving your conscious awareness, or give you greater mastery over your mind. Well, hello there, and welcome into this 5-Minute Friday. Something's been on my mind. A couple of different people have said this over and over and over again, that they've been waiting for the right moment. The right moment to have a difficult conversation. The right moment to start their business. The right moment to start a podcast. You see, some of us don't want to begin until we're assured that we're going to be successful, assured that we're going to know what we're doing, assured that we have all our ducks in a row. Well, I'm telling you, do not wait. By the time you're ready, it's too late. Or let's say by the time you feel ready, it's too late. Because ultimately, you never ever feel completely ready. You just start taking action. Now, ideally, you do want to make sure that you're aligned, that your thoughts and your actions are aligned with the behavior, that you have the belief that you can do it, at least move forward, at least take the first step. And it's really all about taking the first step. You see, you don't have to see the top of the stairway in order to take the first step. You just take one after another. Richard Bandler, one of the originators of NLP, neurolinguistic programming, he had this saying, "He who hesitates waits." And that quote drove me to start seeing clients. I never felt completely ready. And this is especially true when you get up to speak in front of someone and you don't necessarily feel that you have all the material. You certainly don't have it memorized. You don't want to memorize the material. But if you have an outline of what you want to talk about when you're up on stage and you have the nerves, you just have to get up and start talking. You see, when I first started talking on stage, I was extremely afraid of making a mistake. And then one of my mentors said, "Nobody will know." And I said, "What? No one will know you're making a mistake. They don't have the outline. They don't know exactly what you're going to say. They're waiting in the seats, waiting with bated breath just to hear what's going to spill out of your mouth. And so it doesn't matter if you make a mistake because no one will know. No one could tell that you actually made a mistake unless you say so. Oh, I made a mistake. And some people actually do that. They get lost or they try to memorize it and they get off track and they say, "Oh, I lost my place." I can remember I was talking on stage and I forgot the next thing I was going to say. It just like escaped my mind. So as I stood there, I just made eye contact with the audience. I looked at one person and another, I smiled. And I smiled at another one and another one, wondering what I was going to say. And then it popped in my head. And then I said it. And it was such a pregnant pause that it really made an impact. And in hindsight, I could not have done it any better if I had planned it. But we hold back because of the fear. You see, fear is actually excitement without breath. Let me say that again. Fear is actually excitement without breath. It's the same biochemical environment in your body. It's to mobilize you, move you forward. But the killer of countless dreams, I'm saying that again, I didn't make a mistake there. The killer of countless dreams is the planning process. Wanting to plan it all out, have it all figured out, have everything together. Just begin. Create a minimum viable plan, meaning put the least amount of factors together that will move you forward, and then just start taking action. Now, if you followed me for any length of time, you know that I've been a firewalker for 30 years, and I've taught hundreds of people to walk across the burning hot coals. Walking across the coals is not the big deal. Once you see half a dozen people doing it, you know for sure you're a human being, more than likely. You too can walk across the burning hot coals. But it's all about taking the first step. When you're standing in front of those glowing coals and you know it's hot, you can feel the heat from the coals. How do you know you're ready? Well, you align your heart with your mind and your body and focus on your intention. Most people focus on what can go wrong. You see, the thing is at any given moment, everything can go wrong. This guy can fall. Things just cannot work out. But also, too, everything can go right. But if you drive a car, if you've been about on the road, you already know this to be true, that you don't have to have it all worked out before you leave the house. How many of you sit in your easy chair waiting until all the lights are green between here and there before you leave? Nobody. You get in the car and you start driving. You come to a stop sign and you stop. You wait your turn to go through the intersection. You come to a traffic light. You wait your turn. If it's green, you go through it. If it's red, you stop. If they're working on the road and there's construction or there's an accident and there's a detour, you follow the signs. You take the detour. So if you've been waiting for the right moment to have that difficult conversation, it will never come. And when I say the right moment, that, you know, that they're going to be completely receptive, that it's going to be an easy conversation, you know, absolutely, you don't want to have it in the middle of the grocery store or down, you know, somewhere else in the public square. But you can wait until you're alone. And you can even say, I'd like to get you alone to have a conversation. There's something that's been on my mind. And you can even start out, this is difficult for me to begin because I'm afraid of how you're going to take it. But I can't wait any longer. You really just wade in and get wet. And then once you get wet, you swim around until you can get out. What is helpful, though, is having an outcome that you're committed to. Sure, you're going to have a difficult conversation, but what do you want the result of it to be? Understanding. You want to understand them and you want to be understood. You want to have some kind of conversation where your grievances or whatever your feelings are heard. That's the outcome. You don't have to wait until they're going to accept what you have to say. Chances are they won't if it's a difficult conversation. But the truth is, it may be a whole lot easier than you know. I'm going to leave you with a selection from a book by William Hutchinson Murray. He was a mountaineer. You see, the way he told his story, him and his friends would sit around in the pub down at the corner, always talking about the big trip, the big one, Mount Everest, that someday they would go and climb. Now, they were climbers. They'd climb all around Europe. But they never gathered the resources. They never made the commitment to actually go to Everest. They talked about it. They talked about it for years. Someday we'll climb that. Well, one day, one of his lads come into the pub and said, I booked it. We're all set. I booked our tickets to Everest. He had put down the deposit for tickets for all of them at the table. And then it was suddenly real. You see, his friend, the lad, I forget his name, but they took the first step. And this is what William Hutchinson Murray wrote, what happened after the commitment was made. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth that ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. That the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issued from that one decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidences and meetings in material assistance, which no man, no woman, could have dreamed could have come his way or her way. And he ended it with one of Goethe's couplets. Whatever you can do, or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now. So until next time, this is your friend and host, Daniel Danovi, urging you to follow your bliss. Live your life from inner signals. Be inner directed as you engage in the epic adventure.